This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, live Saturday edition of the program. As always, we're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, should you wish to join us here and take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything, but we always bring stuff to the table that we think you might find interesting. Starting out tonight with a story, Mark, that you had earmarked for some show prep a few days back, but like many things on Free Talk Live, we just didn't have time for it. And I think it might be an interesting discussion here for a Saturday night because, you know, people have opinions about children.
Oh, yes.
As far as raising kids.
I'm relatively certain it's the number one topic that people have opinions about.
Even if they don't have their own kids.
Oh, yeah. You could sure get a lot of opinions out of people who don't have children about children.
Right. So
children will give you opinions about children.
This story from Today.com by Anne Roderick Jones. She says, let's just get this out of the way. I've been married for 13-plus years and don't have kids. My husband and I don't want them. But there's a lot more to it than that. Before you judge us or say, there's still time to change your minds, there are a few things I want you to know about my child-free marriage. Number one, I never know how to answer your question. When people ask me why I don't have children, I never know how to answer that question without offending someone. I wind up saying things like, oh, you never know, or smile and shrug and say, we'll see, all just to appease people. She says, I really should say, quote, mind your own business, please. No matter what comes out of my mouth, there's always a reaction that feels like I'm upsetting someone. The thing is, we're happy, and we've not wanted for more in our life. Unfortunately, society feels differently, and while it's enough for us, it's not for some people. Now, I could go on to number two, but I'm just curious, why is that? If you're out there and you're hearing about the child-free marriage here, and obviously they're not the only ones like this, you know, younger couple, it looks like, there's a picture of them here, and you're finding yourself upset that they're not having children, what's the reason for that? Can you trace that feeling back to anything? Is there any rationale behind it?
Well, I'd say that personally, if I had to, you know, my thought process is that marriage is a contract basically instituted for raising children. You know, I mean, what is the purpose of marriage otherwise?
Now, that's a partnership.
Yeah, sure. Like, you could do that. That's fine. What holds it together, though?
Dedication. I mean, if you're having a baby to hold a relationship together, that seems like a bad idea.
What's that?
I said, if you're having a baby to hold a relationship together, that seems like a bad idea. There are women who do this, right? They will get themselves knocked up in order to keep the man.
I'm clear on that. So
that doesn't sound healthy.
My understanding is the relationships go in cycles. You know, there's sort of the falling in love period.
Okay.
There's the, period where you're working together to build something, and then there's the sort of last period where you've built something and you're too tired and old and fat to go anyplace else, so you might as well stay in the marriage. And that's just kind of how it goes. I see children as glue that holds a relationship together. Now, I'm not saying that you should have children as glue to hold a relationship together.
That sounds like doing the wrong thing in the wrong order.
I think your relationship should be strong first.
Right.
But I really do believe that marriages are contracts to raise kids, and if you're, you know, like, otherwise, why have them? Now, I'll go so far as to say, your marriage is none of my business.
Sure.
I'm not going to go around and say, so, you really need to have kids now.
Right. I mean, but that's what they're getting, right? Like,
yeah,
they get a response from people of this sort of turning up the nose at them because
they've been married 13 years. They're certainly showing that it can be done.
Right. I mean, I get what you're saying, that you believe that that a child could, solidify a marriage, that it could, you know, make it a more dedicated relationship, because then you've got this project, this child that, you know, you're working on together. I get that, but I don't think that excludes other people who can be married successfully and not have kids. Like, why you would see, I've personally never seen marriage as a child-related contract, but I'm not interested in having children.
You're not really interested in getting married either, are you?
Not particularly, but I wouldn't necessarily, if the right lady came along, I wouldn't oppose some sort of, you know, commitment, whatever you want to call that. I mean, I'm not enamored at all by the idea of marriage or that particular tradition, but I have nothing against the idea of commitment, which is to me what a marriage has always been about. It's about a commitment to that other party.
But is it a lifetime commitment?
Well, I think typically marriage is considered to be a lifetime commitment, right?
Yep.
I mean, I don't see how you could make
a lifetime commitment, right?
Who could?
Well, how anyone can. Like, I don't see how
it's a pretty big deal.
A couple, yeah.
Well, that's why they're so celebrated, right? Because they're this big commitment. Now, obviously, they don't succeed at a very high level, but
marriages
people do
don't succeed at a very high level.
A lot of and in divorce.
Yeah, a lot of marriages end in divorce by people who get divorces. So what you'll find is that the half the married people in America get divorced over whatever the period is.
Half?
It's something like that. But there's people who get five divorces.
Yeah.
And they throw the numbers way off.
I guess.
So, you know, your marriage is likely to end in death as opposed to divorce. Whereas
when you say you, are you talking about the listener?
The listener, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're going, this is your first marriage, it's likely to end in death as opposed to divorce. And, you know, those are the only two ways that marriages end. All I'm saying is that, you know, from sitting from here as a married guy with a kid, you know, I celebrating my relationship together, I don't do a lot of that. We don't do a lot of that. You know, we're working hard, trying to get by, trying to make a life, trying to take care of a kid. We're trying to do those things. But as far as, you know, we are this bonded, you know, unit or whatever, and we're just really great about that. Let's get a cake and do some exciting things surrounding that. You know, I don't do that. I don't really understand the notions of romance either. So
that seems to be a big part of marriage, at least for the female. It seems like
not mine, thank God.
Yeah. But wouldn't you acknowledge that, you know, a lot of women are raised
with
this?
I had no intention of getting married. Yeah. I didn't want to get married because women generally annoyed me. I found one that was good, and then I'm like, well, now what am I going to do?
You married her,
right?
But wouldn't you acknowledge that a lot of women, you know, your wife might be an exception to this rule. They grow up with the sort of like an obsession with having their day, right? The marriage is so important to them. They have to get their dress and their, you know, all the planning and the ceremony and everything. It's like
there's
a big deal.
There's certainly TV shows about that.
I think it programs people to some extent.
You get the
diamond business that is very, very prolific out there and helping promote that particular viewpoint as well. So marriage is a big business, right? So they have an interest. Just like
they didn't get much off of me. My cake was made of glazed donuts.
I would say you're very, I've never seen a wedding like yours. My uncle actually got married out in Myakka Park once, and that was a pretty low-key, cool, you know,
we were in a church
wedding.
And had 120 people and did it for less than a grand.
That's not bad. What's a typical marriage cost? Like 10,
like
20,
five figures.
50? I don't know.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're sharing with you the 11 things that this couple wishes that you knew about their child-free marriage. We're on number one here, and again, it's this attitude that they're receiving from people where they feel like they're always upsetting somebody no matter what they say when people ask them why they don't have children. And I'm wondering, you know, is anybody out there can explain what that feeling is. If you're somebody who feels upset that there's a married couple, they've been married for 13 years, they have no kids, and they don't plan on having kids, and you're feeling upset about that, whether you know these people or not, why do you feel that way? That's what I want to know. We're going to continue with the list here in moments. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Yeah, mostly I don't care what this goes on in these people's marriage or anybody else's marriage, and the fact that they would write an article about it, you know, seems vain and you know, vain navel gazing to me. But I presume they do get a lot of comments on it.
Yeah.
I think that this is a comment for parents to have with their children. Like, hey, are you going to have kids? Other than that, and I don't think you should push too hard because it's only going to go the wrong way. But other than that, you know, what difference does it make if somebody doesn't have kids?
So if you want to weigh
what
in,
if they can't have kids. Thanks for opening up that wound.
Yeah. So if you want to weigh in on how you feel about it, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE is our toll free number. 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. We're talking about child-free marriage. There's a piece over at today.com written by a lady who has been married for 13 years, and she doesn't have children, and she is addressing the 11 things that she wishes you knew about being married without children. And we'll get back into that list here, and we're going to take your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I'm not sure if they've got a bumper sticker over at libertystickers.com that says, none of your darn business, but that's the kind of thing they've got over at libertystickers.com. They've got thousands of stickers that have liberty-oriented messages that are, you know, witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic at times. Check them out. LibertyStickers.com. I like to just page through them because every one of them is a new little meme to check out. LibertyStickers.com.
Yeah, some are funny, for sure. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. The first point, we got through point number one on the 11 things that I wish you knew about my child-free marriage, written by a Today.com contributor. Is that she never knows how to answer the question of why she doesn't have children. Because she doesn't want to offend somebody, but apparently she feels like she frequently offends, no matter what it is that she says to that question. So let's go to, I believe we've got Stacy in Kentucky. Stacy, you're on Free Talk Live. Where in Kentucky you calling from?
Bowling Green.
Oh, okay. You're listening to WKCT. Go ahead.
Okay. I guess I just want to call 104.1. Been married for 22 years. We didn't have any children. We didn't have any. We did eventually adopt two, but we didn't have any children whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And basically, I wasn't medically able to have children. So, and kind of put, I guess, maybe it's kind of weird and everything, but I'm to the point where, you know what, it's none of your business. But we did adopt. And as far as, like, before I met my wife, the weekend before I met my wife, I was in college, and I was like, you know what? I ain't never getting married. Next week, I met my wife.
Before you guys had kids, what would you... And, you know, you're not medically able. That's got to be kind of, hey, you know, thanks for jabbing me in the ribs, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't come from a very big family. I only had two siblings. My wife didn't have a very big family. She only had three. So, but it was, I had enough nieces and nephews to go around for everybody. So
sure.
I wasn't in a hurry to have children. And
yeah, nieces and nephews are better. You can play with them and then give them back.
Yeah, right. Hey, Stacy, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. David is calling us in Florida, yet listening to our station in Missouri, KINA. Hello, David.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm in Kansas, not Florida.
Oh, okay. All right, well, Kansas.
KINA.
I apologize. Yep. KINA is in Abilene. I was confusing it with another station of ours. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Well, I'm married and I have one young child. And, you know, if someone's getting that kind of question all the time that they need to feel to write, they have a need to write that article,
mm-hmm.
The other people just need to, who cares if they have kids or not? I'm in insurance. And those people who are married and don't have kids, they're called dinks to me.
Dinks,
dual
yes.
Income, no, dual income, no kids.
Uh-huh.
They just need to embrace it. They obviously have. When you talk to people, just say, hey, look, I'm a dink. It doesn't matter. Why does it matter? Of course, as a libertarian, I don't care if people get married or not.
That's right.
Right. To me,
one of those things.
Asking somebody about this question is just opening the door to a conversation I don't want to have,
mm-hmm.
Right? I have a friend who's been married for quite a few years. I would say somewhere under 10, but not too far under 10, maybe 8 or 9.
Okay.
And he doesn't have any kids. And I kind of wonder to myself why he doesn't have any kids. But you know what? I don't want to have a conversation about his fertility. I don't want to have a conversation about his choice in lifestyle or how his relationship's going or anything like that. I want to have a conversation with him about jujitsu. Yeah. And that's all. And so, you know, I mean, I'm not going to satisfy that mild curiosity I have by even asking.
Not worth it.
No.
No, it's not worth it. Now, I mean, some of my good friends who have gotten married, I've asked them, I say, well, do you have plans to have kids? One of them said, nope. I go, hey, more power to you. Someone said, oh, eventually. Hey, great. You know, if
yeah,
you
whatever
forward,
floats your boat. Right, whatever floats your boat, whatever, you know, you're into. I'm totally with you on this, David. I just don't understand why people are so concerned with the lives of other people. I mean, aren't you busy enough? You know, don't you have enough going on in your own life?
Exactly. And the fact that the fact that another person has to write a column because she feels like being politically correct, that she doesn't want to offend somebody, it's her life.
Thank you, David.
Needs to get over it.
Great call, man. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And that's one of our brand-newest affiliates there in Abilene, Kansas, KINA, as we go to Roger. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Roger.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Hey.
First of all, it's odd because you're right. It's none of my business. But oddly enough, you've made it my business because you put it on the radio.
Well, that's and, true. We do want to know.
I want to know how you feel about it being told it's none of your business.
Well, you know what? It's none of your business how I feel about it. How I feel about it, I'll tell you. And that is, first of all, I have to ask you a question. You know, is there, when you talk about marriage and a partnership, are you saying that there's sexual intercourse involved?
In a marriage?
I've heard that if you get married, then the sexual intercourse goes away. That's what I've heard.
I'm reasonably certain if you're not having sex, you're not married.
Okay. Well, then what happens naturally when sexual intercourse happens? I mean, after the afterglow is passed, what then actually naturally tends to happen?
You're saying kids are going to happen if sex is happening enough. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
There's an egg, and they tend to unify, or maybe not.
Not with me. I've got a vasectomy.
Yeah, I've got a vasectomy too, but my wife used birth control prior to when we were ready.
Okay, so you have to take some sort of extraordinary man-made effort to prevent that from happening.
Yep.
Yes.
But without that, that what happens is that there's a child. The child may be conceived.
Oh yeah.
Odds are high of that if you don't take any precautions, there's a good chance you're going to have a child conceived within a matter of months, I would guess.
Well, depending upon the biological and facts involved in particular individuals involved, I mean, there are some who really cannot, because of the man or because of the woman, they cannot conceive, or our medical wisdom tells us that they can. Sometimes that doesn't prove to be true. But what I'm saying is that, you know, when you do something, when you perform a particular act, you have to know what that act is.
I'm not sure if you've gotten all your thoughts out here. Hang on, Roger. I want to get to the rest of what you have to say here in a moment. We're going to bring you back. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Although, a lot of people want to comment on the child-free marriage. One lady is in a child-free marriage, 13 years of happy marriage with her husband, and she wants you to know about what life is like as somebody in a child-free marriage, because it can be a little awkward, apparently, having conversations with people. And we're only through number one of the 11 different things, so I think this is going to be quite the interesting conversation. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. And also, I do want to let you know about Jax. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can get this at Jax.io. Now, why do you need a wallet that you can download? Well, it's for Bitcoin and Ether and Dash and some of these other cryptocurrencies out there. Maybe you're brand new to crypto. Well, Dash is a great multi-crypto wallet, unless you're on iOS, in which case Apple is being really crappy and they're holding back development on Jax. So if the Apple one doesn't work right, it's Apple's fault. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. They've got it not just for your phone, but there's also laptop versions, desktop, so Windows, Linux, Mac. There's even browser plug-in versions for Firefox and Chrome. So you can have Jax in a variety of different ways, and it's free, of course. So go to Jax.io or the Google or Apple App Store, J-A-X-X.io. It's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life in coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. We got Roger on the line in Indianapolis. He was talking about, you know, just sort of the inevitability of what will happen if you're in a relationship with somebody, if you're married to somebody. You probably are having unprotected sex at that point in your relationship, and that would likely...
I don't know why.
No,
I'm not talking about inevitability. I know married couples who are married and they don't have children. It's not inevitable. What I'm saying, what I'm talking about is the nature of the act, whether you are performing an act that is good or that is evil. The nature of the act is not in your power to determine.
Okay, I'm confused. Slow down. I'm going to ask you to slow down there. I'm confused about what you're saying. You're talking about sex. You're saying the nature of it is
good and evil at the same time?
Please explain how.
I'm saying that any act is not up to us to determine the nature of it or its purpose. And so we can't determine for ourselves what the nature of an act of sexual intercourse is. Its nature and its purpose is ordained, and it's not up to us to decide
who decides?
For.
If I can't decide what the nature of an act that I commit is, then who is going to decide?
That's a good question. He who has created all acts and is all acts and has determined the purpose and the nature of all acts can be the only one who can do that.
We're not talking about Lord Xenu here, are we?
Well, that depends upon the answer that you give to the question, doesn't it?
Very strange.
I don't have an answer to the
question.
You're talking about
whatever you know, God in which you believe. You're saying that the God that you believe in determines the nature of your sexual intercourse as to whether or not it's somehow a good thing or a bad thing?
Are you telling me that you determine the nature of the acts that you perform?
Yes. I would say sex with my wife is a good act.
Yeah.
Going down the street and raping some random person is a bad act.
Yeah, it's the intention and the act that matters.
Because you determine it to be so. Because you determine it to be so, or because that's the way it is.
Yeah, I'd say it's a moral. I'd say it's a moral code written inside the universe. I'd call it natural law.
But you know what you're doing is wrong if you're doing something wrong.
I agree. Natural law. But you don't determine what natural law is.
Nope. Do you think it applies to aliens?
Neither do I.
Yeah, but we can observe that natural law, and we can know whether we are in harmony with that natural law or not. It's not like you're clueless when you're having sex.
Then we have to determine what the nature is. What is the nature of the particular act?
We're going to leave you to determine that on your own. Thank you for the call tonight, Roger. I think we've gone far enough with that conversation. Very strange. I don't even know if I can... I mean, I guess, you know, he has a certain religious belief system around sex, and that's what he's referring to there.
I have no clue what he believes.
Yeah, it seems to me...
I bet he's a blast at parties, though.
it would seem to me that you can, observe whether or not this sexual act is a positive one or a negative one. If you are engaged in some sort of sexual coercion... Presumably, you would know that at the time that you're doing it and be aware of that. So it's not like the nature of that act is somehow a mystery to you.
I think he gave that point, conceded
Did
that
he?
Point.
Okay. I wasn't clear on that.
I think he just wanted to talk about the natural law aspect of it.
Let's go to Elizabeth. She's in Indianapolis. By the way, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Go ahead, Elizabeth. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
My daughter, she's 24, she's married, and both her and her have decided not to have children. And at first it took me aback, but I realized, one, it's their choice, and two, I would never want to push her or make her feel bad for not having children because I'm not going to get grandchildren now.
Mm.
Because if she doesn't want children, she's not going to be a good mother. Pushing
Great
your
point.
Children into having children for you is a bad thing to do, and a lot of parents do that.
It's very selfish to do that.
It's a very selfish act so you can have grandchildren to make your kids or make them feel guilty for, to have children.
Other people have grandchildren. You can go find their grandchildren and play with them.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. Does your daughter take her dog around in, like, a baby carriage and walk it around town?
She didn't have a dog. She got
excellent.
A cat.
You're fine.
And
then.
She does not. No, she really doesn't have a highly motherly instinct. And quite frankly, if she had a child and not wanted, she wouldn't be a good mother. And I recognize that.
Yeah.
Doesn't make her a bad person, but she does face the same thing. People go, "Oh, you'll want to have children later. Don't worry about it.
Right. You'll grow up someday."
Well, yeah, the possibility. To presume that that's not the case is, look, I don't tell that to people, but I think that people's minds change. We are nothing but the chemicals that move around in our brains.
I disagree.
You've got the chemicals that move around in your brains, and when the chemicals that say, I want to have kids, start moving around in your brains, if they do, then you're going to want to have kids. Yeah. And that's the end of that story.
I'm in my late 30s. Those chemicals aren't
happening. You also have a vasectomy, so it really doesn't matter. But if you find some young gal who wants to adopt at some point, you'll have kids.
Probably not.
And I agree, there is the biological clock that happens that you want to have children. And I discussed it with her. I told her, I said, you know, don't do anything permanent, like have your tubes tied until, you know, you're in your 30s or so, just to make sure in case you do, change your mind. But they both have decided that even if they wanted children, they would adopt over actually having their own because there are just other medical reasons not to have children for them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only medical, reasons, what it could do to your body or whatever, but also there's just so many kids out there to adopt. Like, I think it's great that people who do adopt because, they kind of get past this biological drive that they need to have their child on, the planet. But while there's all these other kids out there that are waiting for parents in orphanages and foster homes and things like that, why not pluck one of them out of a potentially terrible life?
Maybe they don't want to go through the expense, the time, and
expense to going to hospitals and having a baby?
The government rundown, it was significantly less than it would be for adopting.
Is that right? To go to a damn hospital? I've heard that's super expensive.
Well, if you go to a hospital, we did a
home birth. Right. That's more affordable.
It is, certainly. But I can tell you that it was, I think, $40,000 for my friends to adopt. And they had to sponsor the lady who, I don't know, had a questionable situation with the law.
Wow.
They had to, put her up. She had her apartment, her food, and everything was taken care of for 9 months. And then, of course, all the hospital bills were taken care of.
Oh, so they adopted from birth is what you're saying. That's a little different than, adopting one of the kids that's already been born, right?
Sure.
Maybe it's expensive both ways. I've never looked into it.
You have to ask yourself if you want to deal with kids maybe who have a great deal of behavioral issues. And
let's go to thank you, Elizabeth, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Yeah, I was talking about the ones that already exist, Mark.
Sure.
Plucking one of them out of a hellish life, perhaps.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, Symbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy.
sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You dial in and join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you appreciate what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is generally talking about the ideas of liberty every single night. In this case, we're talking about just lives and relationships. But
leaving people alone to live their own life is part of that.
That's true. So if you want to help us out, help us do more with Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations around the country, then please join the AMP program. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we can invest into reaching out to new stations. We've got over 170 radio affiliates right now from coast to coast in the United States, but we could have 300, 400. I mean, it's possible. We just have to be able to effectively market the show. So that's where some of that $5 a month goes to. We also do internet outreach to try to get new internet listeners on board as well. So if you want to learn more about the AMP program and the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, there's also a new badge for our Free Talk Live forum, which you can get. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin. So it's up to you how you want to get behind the show. We appreciate it if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMPamp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about child-free marriage on a list of 11 things that one lady, Ann Roderick Jones from Today.com, wishes you knew about her child-free marriage. We're going to get back into that. Your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Mark in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing today?
What's on your mind?
Hey, well, my wife and I have been married 36 years. The first 20 was childless. We had no children. Didn't prevent them. Didn't worry about them being here. We had the best time of our 20 years being married. Huh. We traveled. We did everything. The funny and ironic thing about it was on my 40th birthday, I was supposed to get a Corvette, and it turned out that she gave me the pregnancy test showing that she was pregnant.
Ooh.
So my Corvette went out the window. I should have called her a vet, but I didn't.
The vet was cheaper, by the way.
Yeah, that's probably true. The funny thing was, you know, people did ask. At first, it was we're just having a good time together. We're traveling. A little rugrat would be something that would, stifle the going out to wherever we wanted to go.
Absolutely.
We always called ourselves the island, because we just cared about being together. But now with the child, what a whole difference of livelihood when everything, instead of being for us, is for her.
Mm.
So it's an interesting, and I wouldn't trade it for both experiences. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. But it was great being the great uncle and the great aunt, but being dad is even much better. So. But I just wanted to share that with you because it's kind of,
I think you've got a perspective that most people don't.
And I do tell people, I said, for the first 20 years, we kept the lights off. And for the next 15, we put the lights on, and I was just in the right area at the right time now. So it was.
That was a sex joke, Mark.
So embarrassed.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. The other Mark.
Right,
thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah. Wow. One of the few times I get a joke that you don't. I feel very accomplished here. Anyway,
I really don't know what that means.
So he was without getting into it. The lights were off, and he was missing. Was the idea for the first 20 years?
Oh, I get it now. Explaining it really doesn't matter.
Anyway, you're right. He does have an interesting perspective of having not had kids for 20 years, then having them, and seeing how his life changed. Whereas a lot of people seem like they rush into having kids. Maybe it's an accident, certainly in a lot of cases, but it seems to be one of the first things that a lot of people do after or even before getting married.
Well, I don't have any judgments one way or the other. If that's what they want to do,
sure.
By God, that's what they should do.
Some people might want to have their kid first and then run around the world after 20 years of that.
Yeah, and a lot of people do.
Yeah.
They retire and it's like, goodbye, have fun, mm-hmm. and they're out of there, and they're going to Florida playing golf, they're hitting the cruise lines, they're doing all kinds of wonderful things. If you want to do that all the time, then, maybe kids are going to get in your way. I can see it. So, I mean, my cousin basically got married and started having kids right after high school.
It seemed like that's the hardest time to do it because you don't have a real base of earning potential,
She picked a guy that was going to make some money. He was in construction, so he was doing fine. This was, they've got to be in their 40s now.
Yeah.
And... So it was,
but for a lot of people, though, at that age, it's a
kid. You're not going to fall into these things. If you're going to, you got to plan, whatever you do.
A lot of people fall into having kids.
Well, yeah, indeed they do.
I don't know what percentage it is, but it seems like a lot of people have kids on accident.
It seems like you should be doing it on purpose.
I would agree. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Ferris is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello, Ferris. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hello.
Good day, fellas. Childless marriages brought up my concerns about those childless couples who serve on the boards of education of our school districts and at all levels of education, starting in kindergarten. And these are what are called lavender marriages. In other words, you have a man who is a homosexual and a woman who is a lesbian. Neither is interested in each other sexually. But they appear to be, a lavender marriage is a combination of pink and blue, obviously.
Can you explain to me why a homosexual man and a, what did you say kind of woman? What, heterosexual woman?
A lesbian woman.
A lesbian. Why would a homosexual man and a lesbian woman get married?
They would be interested in being on the boards of education. This has been going on for 30 years under the leadership of a communist by the name of Henry Hay. And what they do is force their agenda. Obviously, you haven't read Queering Elementary Education. Now, Queering Elementary Education is...
I have not read Queering Elementary Education. You're right.
Well, not only read it, study it, okay? And you'll find out...
Why? I would never send my kid to a government school.
Yeah.
Well,
that's almost like child abuse.
I'm talking to your listeners. Don't be so selfish. I'm talking to your listeners now.
Selfish is demanding money from other people to pay for your kid's education.
The personal experience of the host are of no interest to me. I'm interested in your listeners, as you should be. And they send their kids to the GPS, that is the government public schools. Are you familiar with the GPS?
I'm interested in telling them to stop.
Yeah, they should get their kids out of those places. I mean, if you want your kids to get brainwashed.
The reason is found in the book Queering Elementary Education.
The reason what?
Written by Bill Ayers. Queering Elementary Ed, what?
The reason
so
that
they what
they
do is go down to the Board of Education, and they bring in the curriculum and the reading books and the practices and the teachers and the administrators to do just that, to queer the kids starting in kindergarten. Can we
to
discuss
queer
it?
Queer the kids. Now, when you say that, what are you talking about?
Here, it's very simple. There's an acronym, LGBTQQ.
Yeah.
We often hear about LGBT, sometimes Q, but we don't get the second Q, which is questioning. And that's how they take the boys starting in kindergarten and tell them to question whether they're really boys or not. And you see, it asks them to go to their feminine side and develop them into effeminate boys and then into transsexuals. It's a
now, is this something that is like a – I mean, that's an interesting claim. I don't doubt that that has happened
well,
in some
Henry
places.
Well, I doubt very seriously people are reading a book and saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dedicate my life. I'm going to get married to find myself a homosexual woman and get married, and then we're going to get on the boards
on
of,
the
education,
board of education,
and we're going to teach a bunch of little boys with whom I will never have sex how to be queer like me. That sounds...
That's a lot of...
Being in an activist movement myself, you can go ahead and check out the New Hampshire Freedom Migration.
Right.
That's going on. Being in an activist movement myself, I can see how difficult it is to get people to run for office of any sort.
Absolutely.
To be involved in, you know, putting together a dinner.
Let alone have all the predicates of you have to meet a lesbian as a homosexual, get married, then run. I mean, the odds that these things will actually play out the way that, you know, our caller is suggesting that they would are very, very slim. Now, that's not to say that what he's claiming hasn't actually occurred. And thank you, Ferris, for the call. I mean,
everything that could possibly happen has.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, like, how widespread is that? We don't know, right? Like, because we're not in every kindergarten class everywhere where they might be trying to get these boys to question
more
their sexuality.
This, you know, is Johnny, you know, my two dads and that kind of thing going on. And
But that's different. Explaining what, you know, homosexuality is very different than asking a room full of elementary schoolers to question their gender. Right, that's a pretty big accusation.
I understand, and all I'm saying is that government school.
That's the problem.
You don't have control over it.
Yeah, that's true.
You're never going to have control over it.
You can fight and fight and fight, but you'll never
get as mad as you want to get about government school, and you're never going to have control over it.
What you have control over,
it is part of a plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, I think our caller would agree with that. But
he would.
But you know, it's
just
up
sounds
to you.
Like he's extra worried about them queers running all over
he
the place.
He does sound that
stuff.
Way. Yeah. So, you know, you have control over your own family, which means you should get your kids out of these government schools for whatever reason. There's a lot of objectionable things that happen there. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2 coming up.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoin, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.